Okay.
Do you know that I have to go to a high school reunion, Megan?
That sounds terrible.
It's not actually mine, though.
That sounds even worse.
Just kidding. It is my high school, but it's the year above me. Because I was friends with everybody because I have an older sister, you know?
Yeah.
And so my sister bought me a ticket. She's like, because they were trying to fill spots because not a lot of people are going. 20 years, bro. That's old. 20 years. Yeah.
No.
Yes, we're that old.
I'm at 18 years, so don't let me into bullshit.
I'm at 19, but mine next year, I don't think anything will happen, but we'll see. Anyways, but I'm going. Ooh. I'm going, and I'm like excited, but also I'm excited because all my my close friends that I'm still friends with are going. But also, like, you know, just seeing all these random people you haven't seen in a billion years. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I have an ex-boyfriend in that grade.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's going
to
be great.
It'll be entertaining. You just have to control Mr. Boo Boo. Control the booze.
The booze.
From Boo Boo.
Boo Boo Booze.
Hey, Boo Boo.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
All right. Okay. Yeah, I have two of these, so if this one's too bad, I can do a different one.
Okay. Go for it.
What do you call it when a man talks dirty to a woman?
Wait.
Sexual harassment. What do you call it when a woman talks dirty to a man?
Oh, no.
$5.99 a minute.
Okay. Your reaction.
Tell me it's wrong.
I can't. No. I can't.
Was it too bad?
No.
Oh, good.
No, but I want to hear the other one.
Okay. It's both bad.
They're both bad.
This is probably the worst one. Not the worst, but worse. What's the difference between a used tire and 365 used condoms?
What?
One is a good year. The other's a great year.
Oh my God.
Not good, you guys.
You're the one that did it.
Who puts me in charge of jokes?
Me. Yeah,
it's me.
It was you.
I put myself.
All right. Well, hello and welcome to Lunatic Soup, the podcast where we go into all things wild, weird, and unknown. We're your host, Meg.
And I'm Raina. Ready to brew up some Lunatic Soup?
Let's go.
Growers. I put extra letters in there.
You sure did.
Made in BC. That's British Columbia.
In Canada. Oh, Canada. This is the watermelon.
Lavender.
Lavender one.
I was unsure of this one because.
A smell.
The smell, and like, I'm kind of sensitive to lavender. But you can't really taste
no,
the lavender.
I don't think you can taste it at all. Made out of apples from BC.
That's where it says
100% BC apples.
BC apples. Before Christ.
I think that's what it meant.
Exactly.
Definitely not Vancouver, BC.
Nope.
Columbia.
Nope.
Before Christ apples.
Yep. Very old.
They're ancient.
Ancient apples.
They were preserved with alcohol. That actually makes sense.
And they did a fabulous job.
They did. Watermelon, whatever. Delicious.
So light.
Yep.
So light.
All right. What are we talking about today?
Today. We are talking about the most haunted lake in America.
Dun, dun, dun.
Lake Lanier.
Lake Lanier.
Ever heard of it?
I have.
Yeah.
A bunch of people die on it all the time.
A lot of people
like
die.
Recently a celebrity's child. Yeah, mm-hmm. Just died on it.
Oh, was it Usher's girlfriend?
Yeah.
Or ex-wife's son?
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't Usher's kid, though.
It wasn't his kid.
Okay.
No. Yeah. But yeah, a lot of people die on this lake, and that kind of leads to the allure.
But also, like, weird shit happens.
Weird. So Lake Lanier is a man-made lake or reservoir in the northern part of the Great State of Georgia.
Oh, I didn't realize it was man-made.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
Done fucked up.
It was created after the Buford. I can't say that word without saying it fun.
Buford. It reminds me of Sweet Home Alabama.
Buford.
Mr. Buford. He was the lawyer.
The lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Buford Dam. So it was created after the Buford Dam on the Chattahoochee. I'm so sorry for anybody from Georgia.
Apologize.
I can't help it.
It wasn't hotter than a hoochie coochie down there.
Probably.
Whoopsie doodly.
I've only ever driven through Georgia.
Never been. I fail at it was the Atlanta airport a few times.
There you go. It works. It was created after the Buford Dam on the Chattahoochee River was constructed in 1956 and is fed by the waters of the Chesapeake River.
Okay, Chattahoochee, is that, do you think that's like how a lot of places here are Native American
yeah,
names?
Is
that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, that's,
yeah.
So I have to stop laughing at it. It just sounds Chattahoochee.
I mean, it's like Lake Titicaca. Like, come on.
How do I have the brain of like a 15-year-old boy sometimes?
Who doesn't laugh at that?
Normal people, maybe.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think everybody laughs at that.
I'll happily accept it.
This lake is ginormous.
Huge.
Huge. It is about 38,000 acres and 59 square miles of water. How big do you think our Lake Taps is? Because that's why I was like trying, like, because Lake Taps is pretty big. And so I was like mentally comparing it.
Couple miles?
Lake Taps is 4.5 square miles.
Okay, I'm close.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Square mile.
Lanier is 59 square miles.
And our Lake Taps is also man-made.
It is also man-made. And if you look at Lake Lanier, there's like a lot of inlets.
Mm-hmm.
So it like similar out. And that's how Lake Taps is as well.
Wow.
Yeah. But she's big.
She big.
When they decided to create the lake, they being the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for flood control and water supply, they destroyed over 50,000 acres of farmland and displaced over 250 families, 15 businesses, and allegedly relocated 20 cemeteries.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So there's a lot of, like, not great history about how they got rid of all these people.
What they did? Did they just, like...
So before it was a lake, the land was, it was a bunch of different towns, but the big town was known as Oscarville. And Oscarville was a black community that formed in the 1800s during the post-war reconstruction.
Mm-hmm.
It was an agricultural community, and most of the history says that it was very prosperous as far as black communities in that time. This was a very prosperous one. Many of the residents had a higher economic growth than other black communities around the country at the time, and its residents had been freed from slavery after the Civil War. It was approximately 1,100 residents, 58 of which owned land, and others rented farms and were owners of businesses in the town. Obviously, this isn't going to go well because we're in where we are.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of economic hardship in the South at this time, and a lot of non-black owners, like landowners,
were
a little pissed off that Oscarville was doing so well.
No.
So they wanted them to stop. There was a lot of racial conflicts in the early 1900s everywhere, but here specifically in 1906, there was the Atlanta race riots, which was like mass racial violence against the black community. Think like mob mentality in Atlanta. Yeah. And in 1912, there was a conflict because there were several white farmers who were not doing well. And naturally, they blamed the black landowners in the area.
Of course.
A dispute between, I'm going to just read the story so I do it justice. So there were some incidences in the area. A 22-year-old white girl named Ellen Grice made allegations that two black men had attempted to rape her. She claimed that she woke up in her bed to find the men by her bedside. Because of this, five black men were arrested, and news of the alleged attack resulted in arrests of black men in the entire community.
Jesus.
Because they just... They didn't know who actually did something, so they arrested them all.
Yeah.
It led to, there was other incidences that led to lynching of several black community members, and it was just awful. They started to run these community members out of Oscarville. Mm-hmm. So they were trying to destroy the town itself because it was too prosperous, and it became almost like an ethnic cleansing because of the amount of deaths that were incorporated. And then the government came in, like, at this point, the whole area was not doing well. So the government wanted to come in and buy the land, but they couldn't just come in and buy it. So they offered some money, which was like not a lot. And then those who didn't, they ran them out. Basically,
they
completely ran them out, took over, and then flooded the area.
And all I'm hearing is there's some trauma on that land.
Yeah, I knew that's what you were going to hear.
Yep.
So they were run out of town, and the land was gradually sold off. People at the time who were watching this lake be built said it was almost eerie. The water would literally run people out if they hadn't left. They were flooding it anyway. And it would just kind of start taking over.
That's scary.
It would like come up onto buildings and shops and homes and just flood them.
Just take it over. Nothing was demolished. It was just taken over.
Some things were demolished, but if they couldn't get people out,
they just, damn.
Yeah. So not great. There's already a lot of bad energy associated with this land because of its history. And that is just the history from the early 1900s. So that's not to mention any native history, lore, or legend that is associated with the land as well. So the other towns below Lake Lanier, they're in multiple counties within this area in Georgia. Hall, Forsyth, Dawson, Gwinnett, and Lumpkin County. Lake Lanier is the largest lake in the state of Georgia and is also known as one of the most haunted lakes in the U.S. Another stat, it is also one of the deadliest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Since the lake's formation, I've seen numbers from 500 up to over 700 people have died, 200 of them being in the last like 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
I read some stats say upwards of 20 people a year.
I've said sometimes, yeah, like insane numbers.
Like if you go on and Google Lake Lanier deaths,
and it's wild.
It's just they'll just be story after story after story after story, and they're not old stories; they're recent stories. There's recent mysteries surrounding people's deaths, like within the last 10 years.
Oh yeah,
it's insane. A lot of these deaths are caused by boating accidents, and this could be because the lake is flooded over a town.
Right.
There, like, I remember growing up and there was a lake in Vermont that we would go to, and if it lowered enough, you can see the steeple of the church.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See, when we go up to Canada, we have a lake that we use up there, and we don't have a boat that functions on it anymore, but when we did, we'd go water skiing, and you would have to watch out for deadheads. So, as in a tree that fell, and it would be sticking out of the water, but it'd be like just under the surface. So you have to be careful. But you could hit it. You could hit the boat. You could hit it. Like it was a, like we would stick towards the center of the lake where we knew we'd be somewhat okay. But like,
yeah,
if there wasn't enough rainfall,
don't go out.
Yeah, it wasn't. It's not good. So you think about that. And you think if they're covering fucking towns and.
Yeah, there's a raceway underneath the lake because it used the town used to have a raceway. And if the water goes low enough, you can still see the top. Like seats, like
wow.
The seating area of the arena. It's crazy.
That's
pretty
creepy.
Crazy.
Were there any wells under there? Because that's all I'm
sure.
Saying.
That's we got a well theory, you guys.
You guys, the well theory. I think it's going strong too.
I think so. I think so. I think wells. If there's a well, not good.
Not good.
Not good at
Nothing
all.
Nothing good.
Especially if it's in a basement.
No. So if you got a well in your basement, let us know if your house is haunted.
Do.
Just
please
curious.
Do. Just let us know if you have a well in your basement.
Can we come investigate?
Yeah. There's plenty of stories about boats capsizing after hitting something in the water.
Yeah.
But then they go back to look for what there was and there's nothing there.
They can't find it.
Yeah. They can't find the source. Some people report sudden waves that appear out of seemingly nowhere, capsize the boat, and then the water goes calm.
Loch Ness Monster?
Do it. Do your...
Japanese scientists. It is from Napoleon Dynamite.
I know. Loch Ness Monster. I don't know. You do that.
God damn you, Loch Ness Monster. Where's my tree fitty?
There we go.
Wait, no, you got to give me my moment. Pause.
Oh, I'm
gonna
okay.
I'm going to have to. I have to read it to you. Now that I did it. Oops. Loch Ness speech. Wait. This is the best. I'm going to tie it in. Phone go. Last week, Japanese scientists placed explosive detonators at the bottom of Lake Loch Ness to blow Nessie out of the water. Sir Godfrey of the Nessie Alliance summoned the help of Scotland's local wizards and cast a protective spell over the lake and its local residents and all those who seek for the peaceful existence of our underwater ally.
What the hell?
Napoleon Dynamite, bro.
Fell asleep twice.
No, you didn't.
Trying to watch that movie?
Oh, that.
Yes.
What you're saying during that, I wasn't. That is a classic line.
Brilliant.
Sir Godfrey. Of the Nessie Alliance.
I will join the Nessie Alliance. Don't get me wrong.
I would like a shirt that says Nessie Alliance. It's weird. Like, we can make them.
Be careful what you ask for.
Do you know that Mr. Boo Boo was wearing a lunatic tank top like that? Like down at cheer yesterday, at our daughter's cheer, and some guy came up to him and was like, "I love your shirt, man. Where'd you get it from?" And he's like, "I don't know. My wife made it." And I was like,
"Explain more, sir."
We have a merch store, sir. There is a merch store. Like, you could send him to our merch store.
It's my wife's podcast.
Well, that too. But still, I was like, you could be like, yeah, I got it from my wife's. It's my wife's podcast. She has a merch store. Mm-hmm. Lunatic mm-hmm. Supon, yes. Mm-hmm. Mr. Boo Boo, I shamed him.
I yelled. You know, it was a long weekend. Everybody's very tired.
Whatever.
Not a visual medium, you guys, but that look.
Unless you're on the YouTubes. Anyways, back to the Loch Ness Monster. I mean, the waves.
So what's really strange about some of the interesting things that go on here is that a lot of the drownings happen close to shore in completely calm conditions. Mm-hmm. And those who knew the victims often report that they were strong swimmers, and there's a lot of confusion as to how they even drowned.
Yeah.
Remember when I said that maybe they moved to cemeteries? There's a lot of reports that they didn't.
That's my thought.
Those buried are still buried at the bottom of the lake.
You cannot disrespect the dead.
There have also been at least 27 people who have died at the lake, and their bodies have never been recovered. Some recent as well. There is also reports of people who almost drowned but made it back to shore, and a common thing that they all say amongst these survivors is that they felt they were being dragged into the lake by hands underneath the water.
I can't.
Yeah, you can.
That's scary.
Why do you think I don't go in water?
I mean, yeah, I do, but it freaks me out. That's like that famous actress, the Glee actress who died, like when she was, have you heard, you remember Naya? It was a long time. It was a few years ago now. She was out boating with her son on a lake in California. And she drowned, like, in front of him. Like, they found him on the boat by himself.
Why?
She drowned, but they never recovered her body.
That's terrifying. I don't like that.
Mm-mm. But that's what it reminds me of. It's like, it's that kind of thing. Like, what happens?
I don't know. Like, it has to be something traumatic. Like, absolutely, you don't just stop swimming.
They say that there's, like, theories that these lakes do have, like, riptides, which a tide will pull you out under, do whatever. But, like,
yeah.
Fuck. I mean, especially a big lake like that, it's more likely.
A big lake, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Oof. Now there's the story of the Lady of the Lake. In April 1958, a young woman named Delia Marr Parker Young was traveling with a Susie Roberts to a roadhouse in Dawsonville, Georgia, named the Three Gables.
You love a gable.
I do love a good gable.
She loves a gable, guys.
Love a gable.
Loves a gable.
Anne of Green Gables, House of Seven Gables. They just really add some character to the home.
Loves a gable.
Love a gable. Susie was driving across the Lanier Bridge when, for whatever reason, she lost they don't know why. She lost control of the vehicle and crashed off the bridge into the lake. Divers went into the lake to search for Delia and Susie, but they never found either of them. They never found the car. The only physical evidence that there was anything that, you know, alluded to them going into the lake was that there were skid marks on the bridge that went off the road.
Okay.
So the only place for them to have gone was into the lake.
Yeah.
A year later, in 1959, a fisherman discovered human remains floating on the surface of the lake, and examiners were called. And the remains yielded no obvious cause of death, and the individual could not be identified. However, the body was missing both hands and a few toes. Locals believed that it was either Delia or Susie, but there was no confirmation. They had no way to confirm that.
Why the hands?
I don't know. It's like there's random feet and shoes that wash up on shore in the Puget Sound.
Yeah, there's theories for that.
Yeah, there's wild theories for that. And then there's really plausible theories for that, too.
That's what I'm saying. There are some plausible. Like, when I watched that thing, I was like, okay, there's some plausible ones.
There's some plausible ones. But the hands. Still, imagine walking down. Imagine that.
No, but the hands don't. Those theories.
Just critters.
But
just,
those.
And they
but
bite
what
them.
Critters?
I don't know.
Fish aren't going to go through bone.
Have you seen catfish?
Okay, true. Uh-huh. That's down in that area, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get into some catfish.
Are there gators?
I don't know if there's gators in Lake Lanier. That is a fabulous question, my friend. Are there alligators in Lake
Lanier, Georgia.
They have received multiple reports of alligator sightings at Lake. Automatic no.
Well, that goes with the then.
No.
But both hands?
No. Rippy the gator went chomp, chomp, chomp.
Don't know that one.
Passing the time by, ending children's lives. Down in the bottom of the swamp, down in the swamp. Ask my daughter, Olive. She'll sing the whole dang thing to you.
What is that from?
Rippy the Gator.
What the fuck is Rippy the Gator?
Billy and his family went on a holiday.
I went to summer camp. We sang some fucking weird ass songs. I can tell you that was not, I never heard that one.
Billy went into the swamp. He didn't see the harm. When he came back out again, he was short and arm. Because Rippy the Gator. So, as we know, I spent some time in Florida this past year. There were a lot of alligators. And so I introduced my children to this song, which the lovely Jeff Bazelier, who you met and was on one of our episodes.
He taught you that.
Uh-huh.
Okay. He went to summer camp then.
Something. Those things are freaking huge.
I mean, yeah.
Those things are, they're dinosaurs.
I was just about to say, they're dinosaurs.
And my dad is, I think I've said this before, he was out looking for mastodon.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Cool. In the freaking river with alligator.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Nope. Absolutely not. Automatic no. Automatic no.
20 out of 10, no.
In November 1990, the lake bed was drained to prepare to set a foundation for a new bridge. And that is when, 31 years after they went missing, Susie's vehicle was found.
Okay.
They pulled out the vehicle and found that there were still remains behind the driver's wheel. And then through stuff that they found in the car, like a wallet and personal items, they identified the remains as Susie Roberts. Given that this was Susie, it was assumed that the remains found earlier must have been Delia.
Mm-hmm.
And today there are a lot of legends associated with a female apparition that appears regularly on and around the lake.
Shocking.
The most common story is that of a young woman in a blue dress that is seen over and over again walking up and down the Lanier Bridge, which is where they were. And she has become known as the Lady of the Lake. She just walks back and forth on the bridge. And there's also stories that she will be out on the lake and lure people into the lake and to their death. Sometimes she'll even drag them down to the bottom.
Ay-yi-yi. I don't like that one.
However, when she is walking up and down the bridge, the woman in the blue dress is always described as missing her hands.
Oh, dear God. Well, maybe one's Susie, one's Delia.
I think her hands are in the lake.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, her hands are dragging people down. She's luring them in. Dun, dun, dun. You didn't think of that one.
No, yeah. That's some fucked up.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, Ron. Oh, my God.
Another regular report is, I can't say that. I was doing fine, and then you laughed, so now I'm going to be self-conscious. Regularly. Regularly.
Do it with your accents.
Regularly.
There you go. There she has it. She got it.
Another report is that of a raft that is seen floating on the lake at night. First, people see the raft and then they adjust their eyes. It's always at night. They start to adjust their eyes and then they see a large shadowy figure pushing the raft along with a pole and a lantern to light its way. And if you look away, the raft will disappear only to reappear in a completely different area. So you look at it, look away, it's gone. Look over there, it's over there.
Dang.
That is like quintessential. It is like, you know, the raft. The shadowy figure.
The eerie lake. Maybe some fog in there. Some mist.
So like the creepy raft with the person and the stick and the light. It's like a, I believe it's Charon, the ferryman in the Greek underworld.
Oh,
over
yeah.
The river Styx.
Yes.
That's what I think of.
Yeah.
Is it Charon? I don't know. Anyway. That's all I can think of when I was reading about that.
Hercules. You know, they're doing a live action. Yeah, yeah.
Who's going to be Hercules?
I don't know, but all I know is Danny DeVito's coming in to be. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And Jennifer Hudson's going to be one of the muses or the main muse. Okay. Like, remember?
I hope they have, was it Wildcat? Who did, one of Pain or Panic.
Oh, her one.
The one with the voice that you picture him.
And I think the guy who Hades is Hades is, he does Yellowstone. He's fucking pull you looking.
Michael Keaton.
That's it. There we go. Michael B. Jordan is Hercules.
Oh, that's a good choice.
I like it. I was like, they gotta choose a real buff man.
Michael Keaton. I mean, you got Beetlejuice. You already played a demon.
Yep.
Who's gonna be Meg?
This is Cass.
Ariana Grande has been a name tossed around. I could see.
Oh my God. I would love that. She literally would look identical.
She looks like her. She's just not tall enough.
I don't know. Then something else is saying that it's not. Oh God. And they're saying, Jim Carrey would be Pain. Doubt it. Nicole Kidman, Hera. Robert De Niro, Panic.
Zac Efron.
I could see it. No, yeah, because this has Alicia Keys as a muse, but I know she's not. I saw that they put out a thing for it. It was like on.
Oh, this is also saying Chris Pratt as Hercules.
He's too old.
I don't think he could do Hercules.
All right, anyways.
All right, well, back to the story.
Got a little bit of a tangent there.
Shocker.
So first you see the raft. One evening, there were two fishermen out on the lake around 1 a.m., and they saw the raft in a section of the lake that is around 45 feet deep. But the shadowy figure on the raft was still navigating with the pole. You know how that works, right? Like the pole goes to the bottom of the lake and pushes it along. 45 feet deep, and he was still going around the lake with his pole.
It's the underworld.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The two fishermen watched, and they were confused, and they were kind of talking to each other like, what is that? Is that the legend? Like, what's going on here? The lake's too deep. Suddenly, as they were talking, the shadowy figure on the raft shouted to them to get their attention and then jumped into the water. It was cold. It was autumn, and the waters were frigid. The two fishermen were kind of freaked out. One, they were worried if that was an actual person that mm-hmm. they just jumped into the lake.
Right.
Two, they were worried that something was in the water now coming towards them. So they took up their fishing lines and they started looking around the lake. They shone their flashlight. They couldn't find the raft anywhere. It was gone. The water was perfectly still.
Nope.
As if nothing had jumped in. Nothing was there. The water was like glass.
No, thank you. I'll run for the hills.
There's also a cryptid around these parts.
You ready for this?
So Lake Lanier is mainly fed by the Chattahoochee River.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a bunch of smaller rivers that also feed into it. One of them is Six Mile Creek. Six Mile Creek is said to be the home of a terrifying creature that haunts the lake to this
end.
This is known as Fishhead.
Dun, dun, dun.
The legend goes that in the 1970s, a pregnant woman was walking along the bank of the Six Mile Creek and walked to where the creek feeds into Lake Lanier. It was a hot day. She decided to dip her toes into the water. Don't do that.
Oh, no.
As soon as she did, she felt slimy hands wrap around her feet and pull her into the lake. She was struggling. She couldn't get free. She was being pulled down into the lake. Once she was around waist deep, it's almost like she was locked in. She couldn't move. And a black shadow in the water started growing around her.
No, thank you.
She fought against whatever was had her. She couldn't get away. In front of her, as this black shadow continued to grow, it started to come up out of the water. And out of the water, she saw a catfish head break free from the water and was staring at her. She said that it stared into her soul. And when she looked at its beady eyes, they were like human eyes.
Mm-mm.
She felt like she was going to pass out. She said her ears started to ring, her vision was going in and out, and she could hear what she described as chanting or some other language. Like
that goes along with other cryptids, though, that can morph, though, right? Like
morph, yeah.
Yeah, like shapeshifters.
Shapeshifters.
I
like me a shapeshifter.
I know you do.
So she thought she was going to pass out. She started hearing this chanting, and then all of a sudden, it released her. The fish head went down into the water and it released her. She went back up to the bank. She collapsed on the shore and she finally got back to town. This was said to cause so much stress that she went into preterm labor and had her baby the next day.
Oh,
the baby was born, but he did not cry. His eyes were small and beady and his mouth was nothing more but a lipless slit in his face. He never grew hair and his skin was pale gray and his feet and hands had webs between their fingers. The child became known in the community as Fishhead.
Sounds like a bunch of lore, but okay.
Hey, stories come from somewhere, man.
I mean, that's sad.
His mother tried to send him to school, but he was bullied so much that he couldn't go. Fishhead's mother did die when he was in his teens, and because he didn't have any other family or friends, he retreated into the woods and lived in the rocks along Six Mile Creek, right where it feeds into Lake Lanier. His presence in the woods began to grow into legend. He was said to have made friends with all the animals. So they had like this friendship, they knew that they weren't going to harm each other, but he would terrorize humans who came into his area. So one day, two men in town decided they were going to go find this monster.
Oh, dear.
They got in their wooden boat and they were going to capture the creature. And they thought this was a good way to make some money. They were going to put him on display and charge money for people to look at Fishhead. They went out in their boat intending to capture him. And as they approached the back of the lake near Six Mile Creek, they heard a splash in the water. And a few minutes later, the boat and the men were gone. Searchers went out looking for the men, but they never saw or heard them again. They did find the wooden boat, which was covered in scratch marks, but just no sign of the men who went out looking for Fishhead.
I don't like it.
I mean, there's a lot of weird things I picture.
I mean, a lot of weird things.
Yeah.
The whole birthing a baby with a slit for a mouth and it's a little far-fetched.
She heard some chanting. Maybe the creature turned her fetus into a fish.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's a legend.
I like it.
It's a legend.
It's a Loch Ness monster. Uh-huh. Baby.
I think that would be cuter. I didn't say it, catfish head. Fish head. Whatever. I don't know.
She's not.
I don't go in the water.
She's not going down the river anymore.
So according to legend, a young woman named Agnes fell in love with her piano teacher at her university in the early 1900s. Obviously, Lake Lanier wasn't there at the time, but the university was in the surrounding area.
Yeah.
After winter break and returning to the school, she found that her piano teacher was in love with another woman and had become engaged to her over Christmas break.
Oh, no.
She was devastated. She returned to her dorm room and she slid her dresser underneath the chandelier, tied a rope to one end of the chandelier, the other end to her neck, and jumped, hanging herself that night.
No.
It is said that late at night, you will hear piano music playing, drifting across the lake. And that is said to be Agnes.
I could see it.
Yeah.
That I could see. Some residual energy. Okay. So the thing, okay, piano music, yes, that's residual. But also could be that it covers so much land. So much land, so much history. So many untold stories, too. Like, that wouldn't surprise me to actually hear. Like, the fish head thing is a little far-fetched, in my opinion. I'm going to go with that one.
That's just local lore.
Local lore. Okay. Yeah. But the, like, hearing things, seeing things, there's so many things. Like, you have to think, like, Native American, if they really didn't, I mean, even if they did dig up dead and move them, that's also, like,
that's also
they don't like
bad.
That. Yeah, a lot.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's a lot.
There's also reports of was it Haunted Virginia? No, it wasn't Haunted Virginia. There was an episode we did where there were fires, like floating fires at night. Was it
Haunted Vermont?
No, it wasn't Haunted Vermont. I think it was Virginia.
Yeah, then it was.
That was
the first thing I thought about, too.
Yeah, but there's reports of that here. And that's an old Native legend, like, story.
In general, we know that area, like, obviously is Native American, so they're going to have their own, like, history things on the land. So that doesn't surprise me. And then you flood it.
Yeah.
Intentionally flood it. That's disrespectful as book.
And flood it without everybody being on board, like, people who lived there.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that there's some like things that it's not even in your research, but about tribes being pushed out in a sense. Like,
oh, that, of course, that's going to be there too. That's going even further back. And then all of the disappearances. There's a story of a man who's said to be, this was back in like 2015, not that long ago. He was said to be like a big dude, and he just wasn't feeling good one night, and so told his girlfriend, I'm just gonna stay up and play video games. I'm not feeling very good, blah blah blah. Normally big healthy like fighter type type dude. She said she saw him a couple of times throughout the night as she went into the kitchen or went to the bathroom, and then he was gone, and there was no evidence of what could have happened. And then later on, they found his body. That same night, someone else went missing. Friends were out driving around. He said, I need to get out of the car. They let him out. They never saw him again. They never found his body, but it was the same night.
But all on Lake Lanier.
All on Lake Lanier.
That's not good.
And there's stories like that of people going missing all the time.
You do wonder, is that a thing where people do get lured in and like ghosties pull you down? But like, you know, like, how do you prove that?
Handless ghosties?
Hand or the hands? Just the hands.
Just
the hands.
Just the hands. A man named Andy Taylor wrote a post saying, I have lived near the lake within a mile for a large portion of my life. Clark's Bridge is at the north end of the lake. That is where a lot of the ghost stories are, and a lot of people have died there swimming by the park. The story is that of a lady in white haunts the lake and the house nearby. The bridge used to be a toll bridge and spans the river, and she would run up and down the bridge. It is told that she died in a scene wearing a white wedding dress, and she hides on the roadway. It is said that she was left at the altar, and so she flung herself off the bridge. That's different from the lady of the lake. This is a different one.
There's a lot of those stories, though, that someone was left at the altar, and then they...
Haunted Great Lakes, we had those stories. I'm pretty sure Emily's Bridge in Vermont was a very similar story.
Someone told us a story like that from the Haunted Farmers Market, I feel like. We were discussing something, and there was someone who said something similar. Oh, it was... We were talking to Brianna's husband, talking about... the hotel, the Manresa
Castle.
Like, similar story. Like, I'm just going through. I was like, I've recently heard something. I was just
love and heartbreak. And
then she R.I.P.
makes a good ghost
and
story.
Then she haunts.
I mean, I'd be pretty pissed, too, if I was left at the altar.
100%.
Because a lot of these women, I think, like, in the Emily's Bridge situation, it was said that they ran off. They can't just go back at that point.
Yeah.
Because they would be shunned, or they would be deemed unsuitable, or
at the altar. Yeah, it's not good. Not good for you, or your family, or your reputation, or anything.
And that meant a lot at that. I mean, it still means a lot today, but
not nearly though.
Not nearly as much.
Yeah, much more acceptable to get left at the altar now. Just go get drunk. Go to Vegas.
My friend's mom will remain nameless. She was very young and was going to get married, like 16 or 17, and they were in her parents' house. And she was upstairs getting ready with her mom, my friend's grandma, and they looked at each other and they're like, I don't want to do this. So they went out the window and went to Disneyland.
Good for her.
Right?
That sounds like a way better idea.
That's a good way to leave.
Go to Disneyland.
Yes, Disneyland is way better.
Way better than marrying some guy at 16 years old.
Another Reddit user writes, I spent a summer on the lake when I was 15. It's creepy at night and dangerous. I did some crazy dangerous shit on that lake in the summer, including getting knocked out underwater.
Oh,
that sounds terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, that could happen anywhere, though.
Well, I mean, just in general, like getting knocked out underwater, if you're like rafting or doing any of that stuff, like it is, I mean, water skiing, any of that, like you're on a...
Always wear your personal flotation device.
Yep, you always wear that. And then also, like, you hear horror stories of people who are like, you know, good swimmers doing the right things, and like shit happens, like especially on the water. It's crazy.
But he says the creepiest thing that happened to me was on one of the many islands out on the lake where you could anchor and hang out. Now, mind you, we're in a man-made lake.
Mm-hmm.
Islands were just hills
that
were poking out of the water. So you talking about like land energy, those islands have to be holding some land energy.
Because they're up closer to Jesus, too. Like an antenna.
Hey. pain.
But literally,
for the aliens, probably.
While they say that trees have so much energy.
Oh,
have you not ever?
No,
we've talked about that. That trees are like antennas, and so if you need to like ground or do something, like you go hug a tree, and it will like be you feel the energy because it like literally pulls it in.
Like, I'll hug a tree. I like trees.
I love hugging, especially if I get drunk somewhere. I'll go hug a tree.
I mean, I haven't seen that yet.
We haven't gone on vacation together.
That's true.
Yeah, go on vacation where there's woods. I will hug a tree.
Okay,
I love hugging a tree. I'm not going to do it to save the tree's life, but I'll do it when I'm drunk and feel like I need to ground.
She just wants to hug that tree.
I love hugging trees.
Personal reasons.
Personal reasons.
So we're at an island and anchored. We were partying and I jumped off the boat to take a piss. At the tree line, I was taking a piss and there was somebody standing there looking at me.
Fuck no.
Nope. Was it fishhead?
Could be. Was it a
fishhead?
Was it just a ghostie? Was it a person who like lives there and is like
on a little tiny island?
Murders people and throws them in. But you also have to think that's a big ass lake. Like, I'm sure people have been.
Oh, and then in the deep south?
Yeah, they've been disposed of there.
Well, disposed of, and people just living out there. You want to get away.
They got no twofers. Oh, they look like Cletus.
Our guy.
Deliverance starts playing.
Yep. Ding, 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 ding.
You know, my dad brought me his banjo, and I learned how to play that.
Well,
first thing I learned.
I am so sorry.
Do, 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 do.
Why have we not premiered that on the podcast?
It's not happening.
Okay. That's what you say. Just like she says, I'm never going to dance on TikTok. And then did we learn the Dallas Cowboys cheerleader dance a few weeks ago?
My knees.
You guys, we never performed it because
we're
I'm not going to
so
lie.
Bruce.
It was after some rosé and we
did good.
We learned it.
You can put up the video of the time lapse of us learning it.
Yeah. I've never been more sore in my life. A little, it was, no, I have been, but
it was the knees.
Mine was my neck because I was smart about my knees because I got real bad knees. So I was putting down like a blanket so that when I went to the, like on my knees, I was okay. It was the hair whipping. I was whipping my hair too hard and my neck felt like I had goddamn whiplash. It was like, just
we old.
We are also not Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
You're older than me.
Shut your pie hole by a whole year.
Well, it's always going to be
a year and a month.
Always
and a half.
Going to be
whatever.
2 months.
It's basically 2 months. Yeah, you're
2 months.
It's a leap. That year in February, it doesn't even count. It's like a short month.
It is. You're still older than me.
Physically, not mentally.
You want to rethink that one? I didn't think that was a compliment to you.
It wasn't, but it's true. I'll maintain that. I'll maintain it.
Another user writes, there was another freak drowning last summer, 2014, that my friend is still troubled by. He and a guy were sitting on noodles in Gay Cove right off some guy's swim platform, just having a regular conversation. My friend decided to get out, and the other guy decided he wanted to dive down for a second before getting out. He did, and he never resurfaced. It took dive crews 6 hours to find the guy, and he was just laying at the bottom, not tangled on anything, just sitting there. It said he likely got disoriented and swam in the wrong direction. My friend is still bothered by it. Nothing seemed wrong, and the next second, this guy is dead. Add to the mystery, the guy that drowned came out on another boat. The boat's owner was an older, wealthy man with a Facebook group where younger guys could join and get free rides out on the lake. The guy who drowned got a ride out via this group and left his wallet and ID in his car.
You guys, we were just interrupted by my sister Shannon, who we know, and my cousin Asia, who's in town visiting. Asia, come on the podcast and say hello to everybody.
Oh, hi, podcast people.
That was a great podcast voice.
It really was.
It really was. That was solid. We were doing an episode on Lake Lanier. It's a very haunted
Lake Lanier. Have you seen the catfish? The catfish down there get to like, there's a report of a catfish the size of a VW bus.
That's accurate.
Mm-hmm. There's a Margaritaville.
Well, thank God for that.
Margaritaville at Lanier Islands just got a lot more thrilling. Get ready for the ultimate water park adventure at Margaritaville at Lanier Island 2024.
All right. So Shannon just came in and we told her what we were talking about. And she was like, aren't they building an amusement park? Like basically over where the Oscarville was. So yeah, Margaritaville. That shit. Watch bad things start to happen. That's.
Oh, we will.
It's
Okay, Shannon says don't go down a TikTok rabbit hole. That means you need
that
to go down.
That's like our episode we recorded where don't look under the tarp.
Yes, don't look under the tarp. What are you going to do?
You're going to look under the tarp.
You look under the tarp.
Absolutely, every time.
Oh. Well, now we got to look this up.
All right, I'm going to finish reading that part.
Okay.
Add to the mystery, the guy that drowned came out in another boat. The boat's owner was an older, wealthy man with a Facebook group where younger guys could join and get free rides out on the lake. The guy who drowned got a ride out via this group and left his wallet and ID in his car in the parking lot, and it was his first time out on the lake. So no one knew who he was. He was a John Doe. So they couldn't find his wallet.
Oh, fuck.
And he was just found sitting at the bottom of the lake.
Not tangled on anything.
Mm-mm.
He just like went off a pool noodle and then disappeared. Because there's been said by people who are alive and survived like an almost drowning incident that they feel like they're being drugged down with hands. Is like the most common thing.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to go swimming there? Are you glad you're not in Poulton Bay going swimming at Lake Chenault?
Don't go swimming.
I mean, you don't see the bottom, so it freaks you out.
You know zombies can survive underwater?
Shut the fuck up, Megan. No, they can't.
Yes, they can. Zombies. I have a whole book about it.
Zombies aren't real.
Do you want to take a look at the shows we have coming up?
I hate you so much right now.
I know you do.
I don't like zombies. Okay.
I know you don't.
Is that it? Is that the last story?
That's it. That's Lake Lanier.
Well, I won't be going on that lake.
No. I mean, I don't really care to go to the south when it's hot anyway.
Well, yeah. Well, if you have a story about Lake Lanier.
Or any haunted lake.
Let us
know. We did the Great Lakes. We did the haunted Great Lakes.
Yeah.
Those are a bit bigger.
They are a bit bigger, but and also not man-made.
Also not man-made. Lots of sailor stories.
There's some serious,
missing ship.
And there's some fucking trauma on this lake. Like, there's some shit they did. But also, like, mark our words. Our words? My words.
There's a well. There's a well,
but also this Margaritaville place, I feel like, is not going to go well.
It's going to be like Class Action Park.
Yeah. Like, yeah. That's scary. Like, yeah. There's so much bad residual energy in that area. I don't know. I don't like it.
And that one, they were going down like water slides, and the engineering was so bad that they'd people would come with scratches out. So they took the water slide apart, and there was teeth embedded in the cracks of people who got their teeth knocked down, and they were getting scratched on the teeth while going down the water slide.
So I'm gonna cross out water slides for my things that I am ever doing again in my life as well. So thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Well, if you want to follow us on social media, you know where to find us at Lunatic Soup Podcast.
I know all the things.
All the things.
LunaticSoupPodcast@gmail.com.
Or if you want to watch us like you're watching a TV show, you can find us on the YouTubes at Lunatic Soup on YouTube.
On
podcast.
YouTube.
Lunatic Soup Podcast. Or if you want some merch, like Mr. Boo Boo failed to mention to the guy down at Cheer.
Hit us up. We got merch.
Just go on our website.
We got these really cute little stickers. Really cute little Cletus and Alan.
I have not put
those. But we're going to have
them. I haven't put them on our website, but they're going up.
Yeah.
They have to go up stat. Cletus needs to be up there.
Cletus is adorable.
Yeah, Alan and Cletus. But we haven't even seen the Sasquatch yet.
I have not seen the Sasquatch.
We have to name him. So if you want to name our Sasquatch sticker, send in your names. I feel like Barry. I don't know why.
Oh, that's too
obvious.
Well, I had a little Bigfoot, like a little rubber Bigfoot that I would bring to class with me. And he was Barry Bigfoot. And if your table was the quietest, you were blessed with Barry's presence.
Love it so much.
And if your table was not being quiet, Barry would go away.
I would have never got Barry. Ever. All right. Well, if you want to name the Bigfoot, let us know.
I'm trying to think of a good name.
We'll come up with
Buford.
It. Buford. Oh. We were saying it earlier.
Buford Bigfoot.
Oh, you let us know. If you got a better one than Buford, let us know.
I think Buford's pretty good.
Buford's pretty solid.
It's a good one.
I'm not mad at it.
Buford, Alan, Richard, Cletus.
That's Richard. He's a dick in a box. He only eats corn and oats.
He just flops around in there.
My cousin's dying. She's like, what the fuck? No, she knows what's wrong with me. Anyways, all right, you guys, make sure you get yourself some lunatic soup.
And remember, in this crazy world,
it's good to be a lunatic.
Bye.
Bye.